The exercise will test an information sharing network among the United States, Japan, and South Korea in case of a North Korean missile launch. South Korea's defense ministry announced each country will use an Aegis destroyer as part of the drill late next month, which will aim to trace the theoretical path of a ballistic missile. The three countries have previously cooperated in search and rescue operations, but information sharing is a new step and a delicate one. Under the terms of an agreement reached nearly 2 years ago, the United States acts as an intermediary between Japan and South Korea, which do not directly share information with each other. Japan occupied the Korean Peninsula as a colony from 1910 until the end of World War II, and military cooperation remains a politically sensitive topic in South Korea. The drill will take place just ahead of the Rim of the Pacific military exercises in and around Hawaii, also known as RIMPAC. RIMPAC is the world's largest international maritime military exercise. South Korea and Japan are among the more than two dozen participants and observers that will be here in July and August. That includes China, but not Russia. Earlier this month, China and Russia announced they would hold their first ever joint exercise on countering a missile attack. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.